breathe in. Wake up in the morning feeling like
I'm gonna have a good day.
England, round two. I did it again today.
Okay, now it might be a habit. Welcome to a Tuesday. The date is June 10th, the year 2025. You know who I think of when I say Tuesday? Our caller, our listener, Ruthie from Hampton. She says Tuesday and Wednesday.
Ruthie was the only one yesterday to put me in my place.
Leave it to her to serve up the cold, hard truth. She doesn't need to be your best friend. She's going to tell you the truth.
Well,
that was good. That was about the trash debacle.
That was. I thought this was about swimming naked in public.
I would love to know Ruthie's take on that
Me too.
If you don't know what we're talking about with the Am I a Jerk scenario starring Logan and his trash cans, you can always re-listen to the shows in their entirety on our podcast. We are available in podcast form. Just search Kira and Logan in the Morning wherever you listen to podcasts. But now we want to talk about stanky breath on our four-legged friends. Yes. Yes. Do you remember yesterday?
Yep.
When I voiced my opinion about a friend who has a dog with stinky breath. I don't think that you can really approach them about that. If you missed it, we're going to relive it together right now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the Morning. Okay, so here's the situation. I have a friend who has a dog, and this is kind of a newer issue. Like, this friend and this dog have been in my life for a long time, and I never noticed it. But the past few times we've hung out, I've noticed it. The dog's breath stinks to high heaven.
Mm.
It turns my stomach.
Yeah. Bad dog breath when they get all up in you, lapping your nose, and you're like, ugh.
Oh, God. And I love this dog.
Yeah.
I love him. And I'm used to getting in there, like swimwear.
Yeah, you're licking him, he's licking you.
Oh, well, perhaps not that far, whatever. But yeah, it's intimate. And so I was talking to Logan about it off the air because I know he's a dog dad, a proud dog dad.
Wicked.
And I don't think that there's personally any way that I could approach this without hurting her feelings or coming off some kind of way.
And I think that's silly. I think that is so silly. If you told, I would not be offended.
I tried lightly because I'm not a dog. Like, I've never owned a dog.
Yeah.
And I know that people are like, Kira doesn't get it. Like, they don't ask me to watch their dog when they're out of town because they don't trust me.
Well, you just don't have the love. You just don't have the love for the dogs. It's true.
So that's why I'm treading lightly. I don't want to come off like a dog hater. I'm not a dog hater.
Kira, I don't think there's, I think if this is your, friend.
Yes.
Who's got the dog with the smelly breath?
Yes.
Tell him. Want to role play? Because I got dogs.
Yes.
If you told, let's go.
Don't say the dog name.
No. Let's use Miko.
Okay.
Miko's got a snaggletooth. Let's pretend that Miko licked you and you noticed the bad breath and we're hanging out having drinks at my house.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're me. You're showing me how I can do
perfect.
This.
Okay. The dog just licks me. Oh my gosh. Why does Miko's breath stink so? Kira. Oh. Why does Miko's breath stink so bad?
But I would not like that.
Why? It's so matter of fact. It's like, it's not offensive. If your friend takes that offensively, like if someone says, hey, Miko's breath stinks, but my dog to me, I'd be like, yeah, I haven't brushed his teeth in a while. Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. I mean, or maybe they're like, they just don't know to do certain things. I'm pretty sure that somebody told, it might have even been like my mom, told us that Miko's breath stunk. Somebody told us that Miko's breath stunk, and we've ever since have been really diligent about giving him frozen carrots and frozen celery. It's like a really, it's like an automatic teeth cleaner.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. Frozen celery, frozen carrots. Dogs love them, and then like the celery pieces get stuck in their teeth, and so it like almost like flosses and cleans their teeth for them.
Hmm.
But if somebody doesn't, maybe these dog owners, your friend, is around their dog so much that they don't even know that the breath smells.
But what if this is
Someone has to tell her.
This is what I fear. They know that it's an issue, and they're trying different things, and it's not working. And me pointing it out, I don't think there's a planet that they don't know that it's happening.
Yeah, but if you point it out, and then they're going to be like, I know, we're working on it. If they get if they get sensitive about it, like, oh my gosh, or no, our dog smells, we're trying everything, now people know, get chill. Chill out. Like, what are you talking about? That's what you're fearful of, correct?
Correct.
Like, embarrassing your friend?
Yeah, I don't want to embarrass my friend to make her feel bad.
If they already know, they're not going to be embarrassed, and you're close enough where the friend is going to be like, okay, good, somebody else has noticed, we should try something else.
Okay.
I think your friend needs to have thick skin if that's the case.
All right, well, you do have thick skin. I don't think all dog owners do.
Thanks for saying that. Whatever. I don't know what to say to that.
Okay, so we got Logan's take, and it's not that I'm not taking it into account. I am.
Yeah.
I value your opinion.
Thanks.
But I'd love to hear from other dog owners. If someone approached you and said, hey, your dog's breath smells like absolute crapola, would that offend you? Is there a way that you can approach it without hurting the dog owner's feelings? Or are you like Logan and you think it's totally fine, you'd never get offended if someone commented on that your dog has stanky breath? 603-749-0975. Really curious to know what you think. I need your advice. 603-749-0975. This is what I fear, that it's an itty point issue. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time, and I'm talking about my friend who has a dog whose breath stinks to high heaven. I love her, and I love the dog, and I'm really trying to preserve both of their feelings, so I haven't said anything. But Logan said that you absolutely should speak up in that scenario. He's a dog owner, and he would really want someone to tell him if his dog's breath stunk. So what do you think? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ross from Salem. How are you?
Hey, Ross.
Oh, Ross, I've missed him. Have you missed him?
Oh, yeah.
Glad you're here. What do you think?
A couple weeks. You definitely have to tell them. You know, I tell my friends all the time, because I have two dogs myself. You know, if you ever walk into my house and my house smells like dog, please let me know.
Snaps.
I'm not going to be offended by it, like, because it's something that you just get used to because you're in that house every day. You're not going to smell it like somebody else will.
Kira, is this not exactly what I just told you off air?
Yes, he did. He mentioned that.
Ross, I used the house example that sometimes since we're living in the house, you don't know that the house smells like wet dog. And then every now and then I'll come home and be like, oh my gosh, how long has my house smelled like a wet dog? And then I'll do a complete air out and clean. But you're a good friend for telling the friend that, hey, your house smells like dog, or hey, your dog's breath smells like you know what.
Dookie.
Yes. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be offended at all. In fact, I encourage it. I welcome it.
There we go.
Let me know.
Okay, they want the feedback. This is what I'm hearing.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you, Ross, for taking the time.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too, man. Later, dog.
Bye-bye.
Get it, dog.
Good one. Brenda, girlfriend, thank you for holding.
Hi.
Hi, so what are your thoughts?
My thought is, if she really loves her dog, she'd listen to you, because we adopted a dog who had really, really, like you said, stinky breath, and turned out he was a diabetic who needed insulin. And the vet said a lot of times people don't realize that their dog's really bad breath has a medical issue to it.
Snaps.
But once he started off the insulin, it's back to just being doggy kisses.
That is so... This is great. Brenda, this is a great take.
Like, there could be an underlying health issue.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, his breath smelled like a sore. It was horrible.
Mm.
It could make you gag. And about a month after he was on the insulin, it just all went away.
And the breath could be so bad, Kira, to you. And it may be bad to the owners, but the owners really could just be getting used to it.
Right, because love is blind, and sometimes even to the nose.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved Floyd no matter what, but it smelled really bad. But now he's back to sleeping in bed with us and everything else, so it's good.
Yeah, giving you kisses after eating bunny poop. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, see? It's Kira. Kira goes, oh, my God, but that's what dog ownership is like, baby.
Yep, absolutely. Kira, you need a dog. You need to try it out.
Okay, well, I mean, the minute that Gwen asks for a dog, I think we'll have one, so it's just a matter of time.
Really?
Probably.
I will be training her on saying, Mama, Dad, the doggy, please.
That's the first sentence. Nice to hear from you, Brenda. Thanks for making time for us.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye. Okay, we are still taking your calls on this. If you have any advice for me, at 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning. We say it all the time that we love that you send us messages on the 97.5 WOKQ app, but when you leave us a voicemail, oh, what a treat. It just hits different because we can hear the inflection of your voice and we're better able to discuss your scenario because we can kind of tell how you're feeling about it. And Laura left us a voicemail on our app over the weekend. We're going to play it and then we're going to discuss and we're really curious to know what you think about it.
We had some words. So my husband and I, we got a pool. We've been working really hard and we decided to treat ourselves and just enjoy the comfort of our own home, privacy of our own home. And we ended up going skinny dipping. My neighbor did not like it. She said her kids saw us. Inappropriate, but it's our property. So I need advice. Am I the jerk?
Laura. I, as a side note, I have a mug that says, I don't skinny dip. And then when you take a sip out of it, on the bottom it says, I chunky dunk.
That's hilarious.
You love that?
Chunky dunk.
Chunky dunk. Good. Okay, but anyways.
Knee jerk reaction?
Yeah.
Not a jerk. It's your pool. It's okay. Your pool, it's your property. If people don't want to see it, don't look. If they don't want to see it, put up a fence. I think you can do whatever you want legally on your property. And if your neighbors don't like it, it's on them.
You think it's up to the neighbors to put up a fence because they don't want to see the nudists next door?
I'm sorry. Let's back it up. Let's simplify this. The people are doing something legal that they want to do on their property that they own.
Okay.
That's it. Bottom line, you can do whatever you want legally on your property. If someone don't like it, tough nuggets, or put up a fence to block it.
It's indecent exposure.
It's private property. They own the property. They can do whatever they want there.
They can skinny dip after dark.
What?
You know what I mean?
You can't make the rules in someone's house.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want my kids seeing your hoo-ha in the middle of the day.
Me neither. I would put up a fence immediately. You know what I mean? Like, you can't ask the neighbors to do certain things. You can't change people.
Yeah.
All these people, I'll stand up.
Oh, my God.
All these people saying other people need to be do. Stop worrying about other people. It's when they let them live their life.
You have the luxury of being able to skinny dip if you have, like, you know, a very private backyard.
No.
Then you can skinny dip.
You have the luxury of skinny dipping if you own a pool. That's all. That is all. Mm-hmm. You have to own a pool. There's nowhere in the skinny dipping criteria. The only thing is, do you have a pool? Are you naked? That's skinny dipping.
Check and check.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a crazy take. What do you think? 603-749-0975. Do you think Laura has a leg to stand on? It's her pool. It's her property. She could be Nudie Judy, Chunky Duncan any time of day, whenever she wants. 603-749-0975. Or do you think the neighbor has a right to be like, hey, I have children and they're seeing you nudie in the middle of the day. Can you not? 603-749-0975. Very curious to know what you think on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We are discussing skinny dipping or chunky dunking, depending on who you are. We had Laura, our listener. She left us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. She got a pool this season. Her and her hubby worked really hard and saved up for it. And they have been enjoying their new investment in their birthday suits. And they got a little, they had some words with their neighbor who has young children and saw them and said, can you not, in the broad daylight? And Laura's all like, you can't tell me what to do on my property. And Logan feels that way. He feels like she shouldn't be told what to do on her property.
Your property.
And so I'm thinking, yeah, she can be told what to do on her property. Where do you stand? 603-749-0975 is our number.
Good morning, Mary. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
So what do you think about the situation?
Kind of ironic. I don't have a pool, but I do my gardening nude.
Uh-huh. Does anybody correct you or yell at you or tell you to put them away?
The lady next door called the police and they said to her that I could do whatever I want on my property. If she didn't like it, there's a tree line. She couldn't still build a fence.
Live free or die, baby.
Exactly. So this is exactly what I said, correct?
Yeah.
What? Can I ask you a question? And this is not passing judgment at all, because, I like to be in the nude, too. I'll just say it. Why do you garden naked?
Well, it kind of gets hot.
Yeah.
And so I just decide that I don't like it when my clothes are wet from sweat, so I just take them off.
Love it.
Are you getting dirt in regions that you don't want to get dirt in?
Oh, no, I do not, because I don't squat down like that. If I was to do that, I would just put a cloth between my feet and my nether regions.
Got it.
Are we doing anything else naked?
I can't tell you.
That's such a lifestyle choice.
That's such a good answer, Mary.
Well, thank you for chiming in. Rock on with your bad self.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, bye.
Good day.
You too.
Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, what are your thoughts?
So I think she's in the wrong. I think that if you are inside your house, you have the expectation for privacy. But once you step back outside, there's a certain responsibility to keep yourself covered appropriately. You put up an inflatable blow-up pool in your front yard and you're 15 feet from the sidewalk, you don't have the same expectation as you do anywhere else, and anybody walking by shouldn't have to see you naked.
And not to mention, it's like for your own safety too. Like, there are creeps out there. Do you really want to be like in your birthday suit and have just anybody who's passing by be able to see you? Like, you're going to get a reputation, and it's not a good one.
Yeah, but some people don't care. Some people don't mind that reputation. Oh, yeah, Logan's always naked in his pool. Like, is that a bad reputation, or is that just a matter of fact?
Well, no, but it's a little different when the pictures of Logan naked in his pool are all over the internet.
Yeah, TMZ.
Right, but that's the thing. That if someone's doing that, they don't care. And it's their property, and it's their right to not care what they do on their property, knowing that people can legally take pictures from a public street that overlooks into a private property. That's legal. You're allowed to do that. And if someone doesn't have an issue with being caught skinny dipping and having people take videos or pictures from a public street, then hey, more power to them is what I say.
Okay, let me go for it. I think that they might have a slightly different opinion when their boss sees them naked on the internet. Like,
no doubt.
You know. But I get it. I totally get it. Like, I've got a pool. Like, it's fun to go naked, but usually at night.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know much.
That's what I'm saying. I'm no square.
I don't know much about OnlyFans, but I'm sure that there's a way to get some money if we can just get someone willing to go skinny dipping and make it public.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. You set it up.
I'm sure it's been done. Well, this has been a healthy convo, and we love hearing from you. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Yeah,
you too, sister.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Sam from Northwood who's chiming in on the 97.5 WOKQ app. He said, I'd set up a chair and grab some popcorn and make it awkward for them.
Listen, if they know people are looking, they're not uncomfortable.
They kind of like it.
Yeah, they're like, we're talking as if we're projecting our feelings, but people who are comfortable in the nude, you can't make them uncomfortable. They're comfortable already.
Yes, that's what the good Lord gave them. 603-749-0975. If you'd like to chime in, you could also shoot us a message like Sam did on our 97.5 WOKQ.
It's the 90s.
Hello, we are Kira and Logan in the morning on your number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. Before we get into business, I've had a few people compliment me that my meme game has been really strong on Instagram. Did you see the one I posted yesterday? You'll really appreciate it,
I doubt I saw it.
Okay, it says, nobody. And then it says, me in heaven. Can you take this picture of me sitting on the cloud?
I lied, I saw that.
Can't you, well, not like you'd be in heaven with me, but can't you imagine me saying that to you in heaven?
This is
a nice cloud. Can you get a pic of me?
Yeah, no, I can see you saying that.
For sure.
I'm just hoping I'm up there with you.
No, I'll shout to you down below.
That's more like
down below. Okay, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. Keith Urban tickets. Yeah, I said it and I meant it. He's coming to Guilford, New Hampshire. Would you like to be there? Of course you would.
In 2 days.
Thursday. He's handsome, he smells fantastic, and of course, he's one of the best performers in country music. I don't need to tell you, boo-boo. So give us a call right now, 603-749-0975, to play Can't Beat Kira for these Keith Urban tickets. 2 days. This concert is in 2 days. 603-749-0975 for Keith Urban tickets. This is...
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Andrew, if that is your real name.
Andrew? Yes, that's my real name.
Oh, are there two of you?
Sorry?
Is just one person there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
One
yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought I heard there was an echo and I got a little confused. He's welcome.
Just,
good morning.
He's just got a big personality, this Andrew guy.
I'm on my way to work right now.
Love it. Love it. What do you do for work?
I don't know. I guess I'll say McDonald's. I do McDonald's.
He doesn't want to say what he does.
He doesn't want to say.
He's very mysterious.
Are you in the
I work at the one in Dover.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you really do work at the McDonald's. Here we are thinking you're in the FBI.
I just do the grill.
I love this guy so much. Hey, do the McGriddles, do they come like already with the stuff inside, the syrup inside the bread?
He can't tell you that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Logan?
I figured they're just so damn good. Nobody else has even come close to something like that. The McGriddle buns are just out of this world.
Don't change a thing, Andrew.
Yeah, you're doing great on the grill.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We digress. Kick Kira out of here. Let's play.
Get out of here, Kira.
Okay, Andrew. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Bye, Kira.
All right, dog. She's gone. First question. Ready? Here we go. What country artist sings the songs Rumor, Hard to Love, Soul, and One of Them Girls?
I can't.
Hard to Love and One of Them Girls are probably the most standout.
Lee Bryce.
There we go. Question number two. This stand-up comedian with an alliteration of a name, that's the key, alliteration of the name, starred in the movie Old Dads, but it's this bald guy with a red beard who's known for being crude, hilarious, and sometimes angry.
Oh, I have no clue.
Oh,
can
no.
Come back to this one?
Should I leave it blank?
Yeah.
All right, question three. Keith Urban's newest hit song, Let It Roll, this is multiple choice here, was featured in which 2020 kids movie? Was it the Garfields movie or Thomas the Tank Engine movie?
The Garfields movie.
Garfield movie. All right, I'm going to call Keir back in. How we feeling?
Feeling good.
You feeling good? All right, good. That's all we need to know.
This is my first time, so I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, Andrew, you're killing it for a first-timer. It seems like you're an experienced player here.
Let's see what kind of player I am.
Yeah, let's see. You do this a lot. Twice a day. Every day.
Every day. Monday through Friday.
For our whole lives. Forever and ever. Oh, okay, Kira, question one. What country artist sings the songs Rumors, Hard to Love, Soul, and One of Them Girls?
Lee Bryce.
Lee Bryce says Kira. Lee Bryce says Andrew. Lee Bryce is correct. Great job, guys.
Excellent job, Andrew.
1-1.
Thank you.
Question two. Kira, this stand-up comedian with an alliteration of a name starred in the movie Old Dads. He's this bald guy with a red beard known for being crude, hilarious, and pretty angry.
Oh, Bill Burr?
That's it. Andrew's Bill Burr.
I did not know that.
Ah, damn.
That's crazy.
I stressed the alliteration, thinking that would help.
Mm-hmm.
Guess not.
If you don't know, you don't know. You know what I mean?
That's it. Two for Kira, one for Andrew. Question three, Kira. Keith Urban's newest hit song, Let It Roll, was featured in which 2024 kids movie? The Garfields movie or Thomas the Tank Engine movie?
The Garfield movie?
Is correct. It sounded like a guess.
100% guess.
Good guess. You said that. Yeah, that Andrew said that. Final score is 2 Andrew, 3 Kira. Andrew, I know it's your first time, but do you know how to do the phrase of shame?
I do not.
Okay, you say, my name is Andrew, I'm from wherever you're from, and then you say, I can't beat Kira.
My name is Andrew, I'm from Farmington, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kira.
All right, but we both agree, we like Grill Daddy Andrew, don't we?
Yeah, we love Grill Daddy Andrew! You gotta tell everybody you work with at Mickey D's that we hooked you up with a pair of tickets to Keith Urban.
I appreciate it, guys, thank you.
Pleasure doing business with you. Thanks for playing Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Thank you, you as well.
Hold on, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't. Oh. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan has a question for me, apparently shower related. He wouldn't tell me what he was going to ask, but this is always a scary, fun, flirty game we play. What's on your mind?
I saw a video of a bunch of dudes saying they do this in the shower, and I do this in the shower every single shower, and apparently females don't, and there's no way. So I'm hoping this is a quick convo. I'm hoping you say you do it, and we can move on and play the next song.
Is this a safe for work conversation?
Very safe for work. Do females, when they're in the shower, put their hands into a cup formation somewhere around their chest to below their belly area, around their belly, gather water into a pool in their hand, and then drop it on their feet?
No, why would I do that?
What? Why?
What's the point of that?
Dudes do it. Dudes do it in the shower. They'll stand there. They'll feel the water on their back as the water's trickling down their chest. There are some dudes in the car that are screaming because they do it. And I don't know why. Just a couple times, you just you sit and you put your hands on your belly because you got the big beer bellies, these dudes. Mm-hmm. And then you cup the water and put it against your belly and chest. And as the water is trickling down your chest and belly, you gather a little pool in your hands. And then once it's full, you just drop it.
And you can't explain to me why you do this?
It feels good.
It feels good to drop on your feet or gather it or the whole thing.
I guess I don't know why we do it. We just do it.
Are you sure it's not just a you
thing?
There's
no way. There's no way. I felt some man out there listening.
It's gonna be like the shiver pee all over again.
There were people that called in for the shiver pee.
To make you feel less alone.
No. There are people out there who, when they have to pee, they get a little, I got a little shiver. I got a little chilly. It looks like I have to pee, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about cupping in the water on the chest and belly. I'm telling you, there's a dude out there that will call, fellas. Just give me one guy. Please call.
Dudes, are you cupping the water and dropping it on your feet for absolutely no reason?
Or women. But the videos are all saying dudes do this and girls don't. I have a theory. I know why girls don't. And we are getting a call. Can we just put this on pause and take this call?
603-749-0. Country song came on. I'm predicting that's the song of the summer. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan, in the morning. Logan revealed a behavior that he does in the shower, and he claims that all men do it.
We all do it.
Explain.
All the fellas out there. You take your hand, take your other hand, take two hands. You put it up against your belly, right under your pectoids, and you pull the water. You stand your back against the shower as the water's coming down your chest and funneling down through from your chest to your belly. You cup your hands against your belly for some reason, and you make a big cup of water with your hands. And then once your hands are full and they're overflowing, you just drop the water under your feet.
For literally no reason.
And you do it 6 to 18,000 times while you're in the shower throughout the course of the shower. Sometimes you only have time to do it once, but you always do it.
I'm convinced this is not a man thing. This is a Logan thing.
Nah,
like a lot of things that we talk about. So feel free to come to his rescue if you want. 603-749-0975. That's our number. What do you think, Brandon?
Yes, Kara.
Hello. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
What are your thoughts about this?
I do it. I cup it, my stomach, my chest, and then just drop it.
And is there a why, or is this just habitual?
I just do it.
Yep.
And you've been doing this since as long as you can remember?
Probably since I was like 7 or 8, and I'm 41 now.
I love this.
Dudes are such a mystery to me.
I don't know why. I just do it.
Brandon, thank you for coming to my rescue. You have a great rest of your day, dog.
You too.
See you, dude.
Hi, what's your name?
Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, are you cupping the water in the shower and dumping out on your feet for no reason?
Most definitely.
Okay. Do you have it? Can you provide any more insight than Logan was able to as to why?
Maybe because I just feel like it's necessary.
Absolutely necessary?
I have a reason.
What is it?
I think girls have more to do in the shower. Like, you guys do your hair much more than the guys. Like, you're conditioning. Like, I do that once a month, practically. You're shaving your legs. You're shaving other stuff. Like, dudes, if they want to spend a little bit more time in the shower, like, they got to do something. So they're
just playing water games.
Yeah, with their belly and chest and feet.
I wish I had that kind of time.
My wife spends more time in the shower than I do.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
As it goes.
And I'm sure you spend more time than me in the shower, even though I'm playing cup belly games.
Oh, you're saying me?
I'm assuming. I don't know.
I have lots to do in there.
Right.
It's all business. I'm not playing belly games.
Yeah, I'm sorry you don't have the ability.
The luxury?
Yeah, the luxury of dropping water on your feet. Patrick, thanks for the call, dude.
No problem.
Bye.
Okay. We're still taking calls on this at 603-749-0975. Ladies, you can get involved. We were trying to think of a behavior that only women do in the shower. I don't do this, but I know a decent amount of women sit down and let the water just pool over their face.
I also know some women who sit down in the shower, and it's like, why?
After a particularly bad day, usually.
I won't represent all the guys on this one. I will for the hands and the chest dropping the water thing, but you'll practically never catch a guy just sitting buck naked on the bathroom floor letting the rain come down on him.
No,
it is just, that is a vulnerable moment.
That is so vulnerable. It does not get more vulnerable than that. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. To my absolute shock, we have had two dudes come to Logan's rescue and say that this weird little belly game that he plays in the shower is normal. terrible.
I'm telling you, every guy does it.
Can you explain?
Very simple. As you're standing in the shower with the back, most of the time, back towards the shower. Sometimes it's even when you're facing the shower head. Anyway, as the water is running from your shoulders down to your chest, down to your belly, dudes will cup their hands and put it against their skin. It's basically as it funnels between your pectoids. And you hold the water against your belly until your hands are full. And then you drop the water. And then you just do it again and again and again. And I don't know why, but it feels good. And it's just something to do in the shower.
Men are bored in the shower. I wish I had that kind of time. So is this normal? 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, are you playing the cup the water, dump it on your feet game?
This dude is insane. Guys don't do that. Only he does it. By himself.
Jonathan, we just took two callers in a row that said that they do it all the time. They've been doing it since they were seven.
You guys need to start a serial killer club or something, because you guys are still here doing that stuff.
Okay, I felt that way too, so I'm feeling really validated. I mean, there is lots of judgment, and we don't love that, but yeah, I thought it was weird too.
Yeah, like, I've never heard of this in my life.
Nor have I.
Jonathan, you need to child your inner childhood, dude. It's okay to have fun with your belly button in the shower sometimes.
All right, so I'll give it a shot next time I'm in the shower.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah, just two cups right below, right where your pecs kind of funnel down into a funnel. That's where you want to cup it and then drop, okay?
Wait, okay, so now you might want to talk to psychiatrist, because if you're going beyond. You're measuring this stuff.
No, oh my gosh, Jonathan, please let me be the first to say I'm not bringing measuring cups. I mean, cup your hand.
Yeah, number one. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, it's Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan has been quite vulnerable on our morning show today.
I don't even feel that way.
Revealing that he plays these silly water games in the shower. He claims that all men do it, not just him.
Nope.
If you're just joining us, these are the rules to the water game.
Very simple. I feel like you're being sarcastic and disrespecting the water game. It's not really a game. It's more of just a fun feeling. It's really just habitual. Water's raining down, whether you're looking at the shower head or looking away from the shower head. Water rolls from your shoulders, from your traps to your shoulders to your nice large pecs, and then down to your fat belly because you're a beer drinker. And what you do is you cup your hands right on that belly. And once the water from the shower pools up in your hands, you just drop it. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's not like your feet are like soaked up and you drop it on the soap. And sometimes. Most of the time it's just for pleasure, for fun,
for funsies.
For habitualness.
Do you do that? Ladies, get involved. Do you do that? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
Kara.
Are you calling about the shower behavior?
Yes. Okay, so I do the cup thing, but it's not to play feet.
Okay, what's it for?
It's the fact of, like, if my shampoo or my body wash or, per se, body hair gets anywhere, like on myself or in the shower, I cut my hands and get rid of it that way, or use the sprayer. I'm not playing water feety games.
So it's for efficiency.
Yeah. And I gotta tell you the truth, I don't think the men are dropping it on their feet intentionally. It's just where it drops. But like, we're not dropping it with any intention on the feet, just to, I guess, see the water splatter.
It's so weird.
I know.
Were you deprived as a child? You couldn't do the puddle jumping when it got rained, when it was raining, and you couldn't do the puddle jumping?
No, I think it's the opposite. I don't think I was deprived as a child. I think my parents said, be a kid all you want for the rest of your life, and here I am still playing with water.
Oh, your poor wife.
You know what? That is true. My poor wife is true, because I must be splashing water all around the bathroom.
Well, see, you don't need children. You have your wife has the four freaking children, and you're her oldest son.
She's going to love this call.
This is hilarious. I love how this has led to, like, our listeners psychoanalyzing Logan.
Yeah, this is the second one who's telling me I need to perhaps see someone.
Seek therapy.
Yeah, a psychiatrist.
Which? Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody out there that can, you know, put a little 2 cents in there and tell you're a little cray-cray.
Hey, hang up. Just kidding. Thanks so much for the call. Kinda.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to chime in and tell Logan he's 50 shades of cray, 603-749-0975 is our number. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan shared a behavior that he does in the shower that he claims all men do. Basically, you put your hands in a cup formation, put those hands against your chest slash beer gut situation, try to gather as much water as you can, and then when the cup is full, you just let go. And oftentimes it falls on your feet or down your belly, depending on your anatomy. Do you do this? 603-749-0975 is our number. Or is it just Weirdo Logan? Hello, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you able to turn down your radio so we can hear your beautiful voice and thoughts?
Is that better?
Much better. Who are we talking to?
Trevor.
Trevor, what's on your mind, big guy?
Oh, listen, you do that every time.
Thank you, Trevor.
If every guy doesn't do that, they're missing out.
And where's the perfect hand placement for you? Do you go up top of the belly, right under the pecs, or do you go down low near the belly button?
I go right up top of the belly.
That's the spot.
That's the spot.
Even the smaller bellies can hold. It's like a little shelf if you got a good enough belly.
Exactly.
Now I bet both of you have showered with a woman at some point in your life. You would never do this belly game with a partner present. It's an alone thing.
Call my wife. She knows.
Yeah, I've definitely done it with a woman in the shower.
She's familiar with my work.
Don't think my husband does it. Unless he doesn't do it in front of me.
Is he awake?
He's awake.
Can we please call him?
Sure.
Trevor, thanks for his call, dude. We're gonna put Kira's husband on the spot next.
Heck yeah, have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too.
Bye,
thanks
Trevor.
For the call, dude.
Bye. Hello?
Morning, Pumpkin.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, you're Pumpkin. On with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. I have a quick question for you. I know you're watching Elmo with Gwen.
Yep.
Okay. So Logan revealed this behavior. It's a shower behavior that he claims all men do. So I want to know if you do it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You have to tell the truth. I won't be upset if you don't do it. And Kier won't be upset if you've been keeping a secret from her.
So I just learned about it. So I'm going to do my best to explain. Logan, jump in if I'm explaining it wrong.
For sure.
Okay. You're in the shower and as the water, like, you put your two hands into a cup formation and put it against your belly and gather the water there into a cup. And then when mm-hmm. it fills up, you dump it on your feet.
Oh, on your feet. I was going to say to wash your face.
Your face. Oh, he's doing so. Okay. I'm going to jump in with the explanation.
You're splashing it up.
So, yep. No, some men. I'll just, clearly it's me. we'll put their hands against their belly, like on their like beer gut, like right above their belly, and like pull the water up against their chest. And then when it's full, just drop it. Mm-hmm. It's not really intentionally on the feet. You just drop it.
Oh, okay.
Do you do this or no?
I do that, but I do the cup. I, get the collection just to like rinse the face off, rinse the hair off. So I'm using the beer gut as our primary tool here. I think we just have a different.
He's going up. He's not going down.
Wow! But you do use your body. You use your chest and beer gut to help gather the water.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He's mm-hmm. only playing half the game.
Yeah, but he's getting his third side because you can't just cup with the hands. He's getting the three sides and the third side.
Are you satisfied with this answer?
Yes and no. Part of me feels like he's just saying yes to ride with me, which I appreciate, because I can't imagine transitioning from against my belly up to my eyeballs. Like, I feel like my chin would get in the way.
Do you really do this, babe, or are you just trying to be for the boys?
No, I really do, but it's more of a throw after you collect it. It's not like, you're not like gently like raising it up and like, collecting it and then like dropping it. You're just like, I'm just like throwing it up on
this
the face.
This sounds spastic and I'm glad I've never seen it.
But bottom line, dudes got their hands against their like upper belly area and just gather water there. That's it. It doesn't matter what you do after. It's just a gathering of water somewhere between the beer gut and the lower pectoids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I'm fully on board.
I'm sure. Fully on board. Enjoy Elmo, Papa.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See
Thank
you, buddy.
Okay, we love you.
We love you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. That was nice to have my daughter chirping in the background about Elmo.
Yeah, I thought I heard her.
Yeah. She likes to talk. Okay, so it is time to give away these Keith Urban tickets. This is exciting. The show's in 2 days.
That is exciting. Last-minute plans if you don't have them.
Last-minute plans. The best kind. The show is in Guilford, New Hampshire. Keith Urban, do you want these? You have to call 603-749-0975. We are gearing up to play Can't Beat Kira. Yeah, we can't just hand them to you. We got to make you do a little work for them. 603-749-0975. We play in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ. It's
going down. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How goes it?
Yay. It goes good.
I'm glad.
Let's make it better.
Yeah. Are you a Keith Urban fan?
I am a huge Keith Urban fan.
Have you ever seen the man in concert?
I haven't.
I hope you get to
doggy.
It. Because it's
Me
amazing.
Too.
It is amazing. Well, the way you can do that is by beating or tying Kira. But first, you got to get rid of her.
All right, Kira, get out of here.
Get out.
Okay, fine. I didn't want to. See you later.
She's leaving. All right, Danielle, here we go. Question one. I think this is a layup right here. What drink is made with half iced tea and half lemonade?
Arnold Palmer.
Question number two. This is multiple choice here. This month is the what anniversary of the movie Jaws? Is it the 30th, the 40th, or the 50th?
Ooh, I'm going to say 50th.
Question number three. Most of us know that the tallest mountain in New Hampshire is Mount Washington, but what is the tallest mountain in Maine?
Ooh. I don't even think I know a mountain in Maine.
Oh, shoot. Should I leave it blank?
Should I say Moosehead Mountain?
Moosehead Mountain. All right, Kira's coming back. Hold on. So I would ask how you're feeling, but my guess is you're only questioning number three at this point.
And, yeah.
Okay, and number two a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. You know, number one was a layup, though, right?
It was so easy. Yeah
so easy.
It's so easy.
Let's see if Kira knows the easy one. Kira, question one.
Yep.
What drink is made up with half iced tea and half lemonade? Oh, this is awesome.
No, I know it. An Arnold Palmer?
Is correct. Okay. Arnie Parmee alert. Arnie Parmee alert. 1-1. Kira, this month is the what anniversary of the movie Jaws? 30th, 40th, or 50th?
Okay. All right. It's a good question.
Thank you.
It's gotta be the 30th.
The 30th, says Kira. The 50th, says Danielle. I want you to just think about this. And you're gonna feel old. 30 years ago was 1995.
Yeah.
Jaws is much older.
Sure.
That's what I thought about. I was like,
Was it 40?
1970. I think I already answered this. 50 years.
Oh, it was 50.
Yeah. 50.
Damn.
Two for Danielle. One for Kira. Question three. Kira, most of us know that the tallest mountain in New Hampshire is Mount Washington. What's the tallest mountain in Maine?
Mount Katahdin. How do you say it?
Mount Katahdin. You said it. You said it right, but it's because you questioned it. If you didn't question it, you wouldn't have said it. Wouldn't have sounded weird.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to laugh if I said it right. Okay.
You got it right. Danielle didn't. She said Moosehead Mountain. She couldn't find Katahdin in her vocabulary. Final score is 2-2.
Oh, we got good news. We got bad news. We do need to hear that phrase of shame.
My name is Danielle. I'm from Merrimack, and I can't beat Kira.
Doesn't matter, Danielle. For the first time ever, you're going to see Keith Urban.
Woo!
I am so excited. Woo!
Have the best time ever. Take pictures.
Thank you so much.
Think of us from time to time. Not the whole time, but periodically.
And tag us in videos and stuff.
I definitely will.
Thanks for playing Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ. Hold on. Love you long time.
Love you too.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on bread. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
As you know, you are on Second Date Update with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Emily, M-Dog. What's going on in that department?
Okay, so technically this isn't really a second date update, or it's kind of a unique one.
And what are you doing here?
What's going on?
Well, I've talked with her a bunch, but I've never actually met Emily.
What?
Yeah, we went, I went to go pick her up on the first date, and she legit would not come out of the house, and then she pretended that she wasn't home, but she was totally home the entire time.
Okay.
I'm going to save you the step. She's not interested.
Back this up. How did you guys meet? I mean, you just started by saying that you showed up to her house and she avoided you like the plague.
And you knew she was home, but you wouldn't come outside.
Yeah. Okay. So there is more to it. We matched on Tinder, and I've used it before for like a fun time. I mean, Tinder's Tinder, obviously, but it had been a while. And I connected with Emily and I developed a bit of a crush on her. And as we talked, I didn't like present like the hookup option to her. But instead we just like talked for a week on Tinder, and then we moved it over to like the official text messaging. And, I got like a super fun vibe from her, and it matches mine. Like, I don't take life too seriously, and, you know, we're still both young, and we like to go out and have too many drinks and just, you know, we're kind of tearing up our 20s.
Okay.
You know?
And she had that vibe, too?
Yes. I mean, even admittedly so, said that.
Okay.
So, fast forward to us connecting more and deciding on a date night. And she's texting me all day. And so I showed up with flowers, which I've never done before. And I got flowers, knocked on the door, and she never opened it. Like, I'd gotten reservations for this nice place in Manchester. And I even saw, like, the curtain, like, moving real quick. And then she said she wasn't at home. Like, I left the flowers and then got a hold of her. She texted that she wasn't home, and sorry about that, but she's actually not interested.
Oof.
Oh my God, double whammy. What? No, I wasn't home, and no, I'm not interested.
Wow.
And it just doesn't make sense. Like, we were hitting it off and then never actually met. So I don't understand what happened in between us texting that day and me walking up to the door.
Harrison, like, you need this for your sanity, don't you? You need some kind of answer for your sanity.
It's obviously not working. But I'm like, what? How could have this, you know?
Right.
Yeah, what's with the rash decision to not come outside?
Maybe her friends, like, know you or know a reputation and, like, talked her out of it. I don't know. I'm hypothesizing, and I shouldn't.
I would still pass that test.
You would pass that test. Okay.
Yeah.
Good reputation around town, Harrison. Then we're out of ideas. And we'll stop hypothesizing here and now and get some real answers for you. How does that sound?
All right, sounds good.
And you never know. Crazier things have happened on Second Date Update. We might be able to coerce her into going on a second date with you, leaving her house and actually going on a date with you. And if that does happen, we will pay for it. Does that sound good?
That sounds awesome.
All right, Harrison, good luck to you, my guy.
I'll need it.
Second Date Update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and the time is now for part two of Second Date Update.
All right, she's reluctant, but we did get Emily on the line for Second Date Update. Hey, Emily, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
And we know why you're a little reluctant, because technically this isn't Second Date Update. It's kind of like a First Date Update, because you canceled the first date.
I sure did.
Yeah, well, can we just ask what's going on? I mean, we chatted with Harrison. He seemed like a pretty good dude. Obviously, that was only like 3 minutes over a phone call. So what's going on? Why did you just bail on him, and were you actually home and hiding behind the curtain, and what's going on?
I was home. I'll go ahead and say it. I was home. I thought he was a good guy. I was excited about meeting him, but turns out he's a dirtbag, and he's not really somebody I want to be associated with.
Why?
Yeah,
what happened? You didn't even meet him.
No, I didn't have to meet him. He pulls up. I look at his car. I see the license plate, and that said it all. It said White Man 1.
White man one?
Yeah, so I texted my friends. I sent them, like, a picture of it. And we very quickly narrowed down. It could only mean, like, one of two things. Either, like, A, Donald Trump, the white man one, or just white men are overall number one. Either way, gross. I don't care to go out with that. No, it's sickening.
Kira?
Emily, do you think there could be a third option? Like, maybe, and this would be tacky and not great if it were, but what if his last name is White? Like, they call him the White Man.
There could be that.
That would be a wonderful explanation, but that's not his last name. So,
okay. That's such a good answer.
Let's rule that one out then.
So, yeah, he pulled up. I was like, no, absolutely not. Not going out with him. And then, really, just the icing on the cake. After he set down the flowers, he was clearly annoyed. As he was walking away, he spit on my house.
What is happening?
Yeah, it was like a big F you. So, no, if that's how he's going to react, I mean, all around, no.
Well, I can see how he was frustrated to come up to your house and know that you're home and have you not come out. I mean, that is frustrating. I'm not saying that your reasoning isn't justified, but yes, he shouldn't have spit on your house. That's very true. What we didn't tell you, Emily, is that the white man is on the line. He did hear what you said. He wanted to know. He knew that you weren't interested, but he wanted to know why. And you can understand that.
Sure.
Okay. So, yes, there he is. Harrison.
Yeah. Okay. Mind blown in half right now. First of all, I did not spit on your house. I played baseball growing up my whole life, and I spit from time to time. It's kind of gross. It's not intentional. I spit on the cement walkway up to your house, by the way. In the license plate, oh my God, it says, may I clear this up?
Please.
I'm sorry, anyone would actually think this. The license plate is WHTMN1.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And you ever would, it's possible that you think it might mean something else. In this case, it means White Mountain. My family went on vacations there as a kid. I love to ski and hike. It means White Mountains. That's all
okay,
it means.
Okay, sure. Maybe. Then why? What's the number one about?
Because somebody it had White honest. Mountains. You had to add to the thing. So I just put one on the end of it. Somebody had already taken it. So I put one on it. It's absolutely you would not at least clarify, like, go out and be like, what's up with the white man thing? And I would have gone like, white man thing? What are you talking about? Oh, White Mountain. Like, you hid in your house? Like, you didn't know anything about my political beliefs. You still don't. And then you like
put
projected a thing onto my license plate and then made a call not to leave your home. It's insane.
How can you blame me?
I just did. I just explained it quite early.
Has anyone confused this before, Harrison? Has anyone?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Confused it before? Like, you have to be so hypersensitive about everything that you're digging out White Man 1 out of a bunch of consonants. I mean, it's nuts.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am hypersensitive. Can you blame me in today's day and age?
I can, and I'm doing it right now because you just blew an entire date based on a bunch of letters on the back of a guy's car.
He said a bunch of consonants.
Yeah. Insane.
Whatever.
Insane. That's why the left locked.
All right. Yeah, we're waving the flag. Waving flags here. We're not getting political. You know, Harrison, the goal, of course, was to ask Emily on the second date that we pay for. Are you still even interested in us asking?
Not really. No.
I kind of figured that was going to be
either.
The case. Okay.
Yeah, this does not feel like a match on the line today.
No. Neither are interested.
Can't win them all. Well, I think I do feel better knowing that there's not someone driving around New Hampshire with a white man.
White men are number one. Shout out to the White Mountains, though.
Yeah.
Beautiful area.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. We can all agree on that. Thank you both for your time. Okay, and without any further ado, it is time for that Morgan Wallen contest code, the 821. At 820 on the dot, may I add. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Hope your day is off to a wonderful start. So, Father's Day this weekend. Ooh, did you just realize it? Well, you still have time to get a gift. In spirit of Father's Day, we have a little fill-in-the-blank action. We would really love it if you played along. You know you're a dad when. So, you can, you know, be a dad and report on a behavior that you noticed that you started doing after you became a dad. This could be a behavior your dad does. Or, ladies, you can chime in and tell us the behavior you noticed when your man became a dad. That's the angle I'm coming at. So,
you have one for Steven.
I do.
That's what I was hoping you had.
For example, yeah. And I know you do this, too, and you're not a dad of humans, but when Steven became a dad, he became the kind of guy who goes outside after he cuts the grass a few hours later to admire his work.
Yeah.
That's a dad behavior.
That is a dad behavior.
I got another one. This is about my dad, Barry Lou.
Yeah, give it to me.
You know you're a dad when you start developing weird hobbies.
Huh.
For example.
Birding.
My dad's a bird guy. He's got that app that is like Shazam for birds. He hears a bird call and he wants to be able to identify it on the spot.
Heck yeah.
And he also pickles everything now. So he has this stash of like pickled zucchini.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in his basement. Huh. For what reason? Nobody knows. And perhaps this is because he's a dad, or perhaps it's because he's retired, has all the time in the world. Either way, you know you're a dad when. Would you like to fill in our blank? We would love it if you did. 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. You know you're a dad when you're falling asleep in public. I'm not talking about my father-in-law. What are you
talking
about?
That's a really good one, actually.
Right? 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. Those are our names. Logan gave me a compliment this morning. He didn't even mean to. It was so nice.
You say, you're the one giddy about it, not I.
He said, are you Tim? I said, oh my God, I got this face mist at Ulta Beauty yesterday that's supposed to have a little tint. I woke up full Oompa Loompa status. I had to like scrub my face. It was crazy.
It's not that bad.
Thank you. Well, you said, you started off the day saying it looked good, and now you're saying it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's, sorry, it's good. Oh my gosh, I go from one woman doing self tanner at my house. I, literally, Missy, the exact conversation last night.
Tis the season.
You going tanning? You been tanning? Ah, it's the self tanner. Looks good though, doesn't it? Sure enough. 10 flipping hours later, I run into you. My Kira, you look tan. That's the self tanner. Thank you.
You know what it is? What it's is because it's New Hampshire, as you know, where we live. It's been raining every single Saturday.
This is true.
For our entire lives.
Yeah, this is true.
We can't get that vitamin D. We can't get the real thing. So we have to go to Ulta Beauty and get it in a bottle. It's not fair.
I'm sorry you're feeling this way.
I'm feeling some type of
deprived.
Way.
I'm sorry you're feeling deprived of a tan.
Yeah, and because that, it's, you know, if my mood is off, it's because I'm not getting that vitamin D on the weekend.
Sure.
Or during the week.
Sure, keep spraying yourself, whatever works.
Okay. That's not even what we're supposed to be talking about right now. So I put together this list of words that sound dirty but aren't. And for some reason, I'm a little nervous to review them on the radio, even though all these words are safe for work.
I have a few that popped into my head when you said you were doing this, but I'll let you go through your list.
Okay, I'm excited to hear yours as well. So these are a few of my favorites. These are words that sound dirty, but they don't have a dirty meaning. Dongle.
Shut up. It's on my list.
Is it?
It's on my dongles on my list.
Do you use that word regularly?
No, it's the connecting piece that goes from your phone, like an old aux cord.
Yes.
It connects the old aux cord to the new, like, charging aux cord.
I'm not talking dongles a lot, but I wish I was talking about it more because it's hilarious.
It's a good word.
Okay, my next word that sounds dirty, but it's not. Uvula.
What's a uvula?
It's that hangy thing in the back of your throat.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of something a little lower in the female body.
Oh, you would be. You would be. Okay, what about Homo erectus?
What does that mean?
It's the first human species to evolve a human-like body. You don't know about human erectus?
Say it again. I don't want to say the wrong word. What is it?
Human erectus. Oh, wait. Sorry. Homo erectus is the first human species to evolve a human-like body, like the kind we have today.
Very interesting.
There you go. What about succulent?
Succulent. Yeah, I mean, that gets thrown around my house so much because my wife's a plant lady. So that one doesn't feel terrible.
Okay.
But you know, can I throw one in there?
Please.
And this is crazy, but my wife and I don't say condiments anymore.
What do you say?
Condoms.
Well, you shouldn't.
Is that a weird thing to do? Is that a Sherwood household only?
100%.
Like, hey, what,
we can do a briefs, but that's not one that I like.
All the time. Hey, what do we got for condoms in there?
Yeah.
We got ketchup.
That's
barbecue.
Just you guys being silly.
All right. I got a couple more.
Okay.
Who named the swimming stroke the breast stroke?
Silly.
Who named that?
Yeah.
What does it have to do with breasts?
Nothing to do with breasts.
I mean, I get it. You put your hands together, squeezing them, and then you put them apart.
Mm-hmm.
But come on.
Some 12-year-old boy somewhere was like, let's call it the breast stroke.
That one doesn't seem right. And then the only other one that I have that like, I'm nervous to say this one, but
Well, don't slip.
No, I won't slip. Cock. Cocking. I'll spell it. C-A-U-L-K.
Oh, the
stuff that you put around the trim and windows and
you
doorways.
You didn't pronounce the L. Isn't there an L?
It's not pronounced caulk. No one says caulking. It's caulking.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, there's no, it's a silent L. This is hilarious.
I don't do it much.
Yeah, I'm sure you. Sorry, Steven.
Oh, come on. All right, I have two more.
What do you got?
Coccyx.
Okay, very similar.
Yes. The small lower bone on the spine.
Of course, yes.
And I'd like to end with penal code.
What is the penal code? That's just like when you get in trouble, you look at the penal code.
A document that, because I didn't really know, I've just heard it on a lot of like.
I think it's just the rules.
A document that complies all of a jurisdiction's criminal law.
Yeah, the rules.
The rules.
The rules.
You don't follow the penal code, that's for sure.
I'm just nervous for this conversation. We need to end it before I lose a job.
Okay, one more. Sorry, it just came to me.
What?
Kumquat.
Oh, it's on my list. It's a citrus fruit native to South Asia that looks slightly oblong orange.
I never eat them, but boy, do I like talking about them.
I bet you do.
Okay, so if you have one to add to our list, don't be shy. Shoot us a message on the 97.5 WOKQ app. This was fun. If it's what you did in prayer. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. I just committed the ultimate crime that you can do against Logan in the studio.
It's so aggravating. I rarely want to hit you, but I almost did.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like before we turn the mics up, you know, often Logan is either, like, sneezing loud enough to knock pictures off the wall, or he's singing, or he's burping, or whatever.
Drinking coffee.
Drinking coffee. So I often have to say, you know, and do that symbol to my lips, like, shh, I'm about to turn the mics up. And nothing sets him off more. Nothing makes him more irate. So for that, I'm sorry. And that's my apology for compliments, double downs, and apologies.
Good. Don't be shushing me.
It's not. So I am apologizing, though.
What?
For this moment, and I'll explain why, in our round two of Can't Beat Kira today with Danielle. So this is me answering question number three, I think it was.
Kira, this month is the what anniversary of the movie Jaws? 30th, 40th, or 50th?
Okay. All right. It's a good question.
Thank you.
It's gotta be the 30th.
The 30th, says Kira. The 50th, says Danielle. I want you to just think about this. And you're gonna, I'm sorry, you're gonna feel old. 30 years ago was 1995.
Yeah.
Jaws is much older.
Sure.
That's what I thought about. I was like,
Was it 40?
1970. I think I already answered this. 50 years.
Oh, it was 50.
Yeah. 50.
So I want to apologize for this reason. If I gave that more than a half a second of thought.
You didn't think at all.
I didn't think at all. And obviously, I know that Jaws came out before I was born.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, that felt stupid, Kira. Stupid.
Right. So, like 2 years before? Or three?
Stop it. I was not born in the 70s. I was made in the 80s, baby. So that was rude. But yeah, I just get in this mode sometimes of Can't Beat Kira because I do play twice a day, Monday through Friday. That I'm like, all right, let's just keep the game moving. But I should have thought about that because I knew it. Deep down in my soul, I knew it.
No,
but I'm glad that who did I play? Danielle ended up getting, you know, winning the Keith Urban ticket. So everything happens for a reason. What do you have today?
I'm giving a compliment today to Kara, who chimed in on the topic of men holding water against their chest and then just letting it drop down. Why? I don't know. Just dudes do it in the shower for
Nobody
whatever
knows.
Reason. And Kara did a call back about my wife, and we'll play the clip, but I just love that our listeners are invested in our lives and, like, know about our spouses and our pets. And anyway, here's the call.
Yeah, so she's questioning Logan in his, like, mental state.
Were you deprived as a child? You couldn't do the puddle jumping when it got rained, when it was raining out, you couldn't do the puddle jumping?
No, I think it's the opposite. I don't think I was deprived as a child. I think my parents said, be a kid all you want for the rest of your life, and here I am still playing with water.
Oh, your poor wife.
You know what? That is true. My poor wife is true, because I must be splashing water all around the bathroom. I just thought that was a great moment. I appreciated the fact that Carl was able to, she called out my wife, but then she brought up the fact that we have two dogs together. So she knew. And I appreciated the personability. So
doesn't feel like a word, but that's okay.
It was personable. Ability.
No, I liked it how she was like, you don't need kids because you're just a kid. So that's fine.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
You are your wife's firstborn, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. On that note,
we out.
Jenny Rogers is up next. And she has that 1020 contest code, the one that could win you an all-expenses-paid trip to see Morgan Wallen on his I'm the Problem tour. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? So we will talk to you tomorrow on a hump day, bump day.
Let's go.
But don't forget, all day long today, baby, who loves you?
We do.
Yes, we do. On 97.5 WOKQ.